They'd probably be made out of.
Well, they'd be made of China, probably Haviland, maybe.
Well,
Haviland China.
say if you had an egg made out of that, you'd call that
Had an egg made out of the
a China.
China porcelain, you mean?
Well, did you ever hear of something being put in a hen's nest to make her?
Yes, I've seen them too, because I've seen them out at Montaigne. But I can't remember anything about calling them anything.
Well, if they were made out of
The
China.
nesting eggs, we called them, I think.
If they'd be made out of China, it would be a.
China egg.
Okay. What did people used to have to carry water in?
Well, they had buckets. All right, buckets.
What was that made out of?
Some kind of metal buckets.
What about, do you ever see one made out of cedar, something?
Yes, I've seen wooden buckets. Yes, plenty of them. In fact, at Montaigne, which I can't help mentioning because we went there every Sunday afternoon while I was a child, I remember that they had a cedar bucket from which everybody drank water. Cedar bucket with a dipper by it.
Any other name for bucket or something similar to bucket?
Of course, there is a word pail, but we seldom use pail.
And it's something that they could use to carry food out for the hogs in. That would be it.
Oh, well, that food to the hogs. I don't know right now.
The bucket or pail you'd carry it out in.
I know it, but I can't think of a special name for it.
Okay. Do you ever hear of swill or
Yes,
slop?
I have.
Heard?
Isn't swill what pigs eat, what you give pigs to eat?
Okay. You learned that word up in Illinois, I guess.
No, I just have learned that word. I mean, I think I've learned that from reading, but I may have learned it up in Illinois.
Something you could use to fry eggs in would be a.
Skillet.
Okay. Did you ever see something similar to the skillet, only it had little legs on it? You could set it in a fireplace.
I don't know that. No.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, some people would call that a spider,
I don't know
but I
that.
don't.
No, that's very un and very that's completely out of my knowledge.
Well, I haven't gotten the word in this area, so. The thing that the big black thing they'd have out in the yard to boil water to.
Kettle.
Okay.
Call that a kettle.
Any other name for that?
Trough, you mean? You don't mean trough. It
No,
wouldn't be a trough.
the thing for
I
the
know.
clothes.
Over your clothes. No, I think we always call that the kettle.
Okay. And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a.
Put them in a vase.
And if you were setting the table for people to eat with, you'd give everyone a.
A knife and a fork and a spoon.
Okay. And if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knives.
And say if the dishes were dirty, you say, I have to go.
Wash the dishes.
And the
Not,
cloth.
go on. Wash the dishes.
The cloth or rag you would use.
Be the dishcloth.
And to dry the dishes.
You dye them with the, give me that dishcloth. Let me see, give me that, give me the, wait a minute. That's silly. I can't think of what we'd call it.
Do you have your dry? Dry rag or dish towel?
I call it dish towel. That's right, dish towel. I couldn't think of that word.
You say after she washes the dishes, then she
dries them,
or in clear water she
rinses them.
And the small piece of cloth or rag you use for bathing your face with?
A wash rag.
Okay.
It is name.
And to dry yourself off with, you'd have
a towel.
And you remember, say, a long time ago, if you bought flour, they'd buy it in
sacks.
Or even bigger than that, a big wooden thing.
You could buy them in a barrel,
okay.
A barrel of flour.
And the thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
I don't remember the name of that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly.
The
ring, yeah. But I can't think of the name.